UAP talk. The word is getting around. There are signals coming from the center of the Milky Way that have some people very excited. Some are saying there could be aliens trying to contact us. I believe most scientists think this is only a remote possibility. We are over 25,000 light years from that area, so if aliens are using radio waves, it would have taken over 25,000 years to reach us. What has excited some people is the fact the signals stand out from all the other noise in space. The sky has been loaded with UFOs, now known as UAPs, for decades, and some even trace them back to the Book of Enoch and even before to the ancient Indian writings that describe them. In all this time, most of it occurring before anything was supposed to be in the sky, we modern people are being kept out of the loop. It is only a matter of time, not a matter if the data will be released. It seems we are riding a UAP roller coaster right now, and it is building speed. That speed is coming from more UAP releases than ever. Now that Congress is taking testimony relating to UAPs, it shows they are taking the subject seriously, speeding our roller coaster even faster, and it is only a matter of time before it pulls into the station. While this has nothing to do with UAPs, what I am about to tell you illustrates the point of how NASA doesn't always give us the scoop on what is really going on. I have been saying for years the astronauts who flew the Apollo 11 mission were never really put into real quarantine. First, they were recovered in a rubber raft with sailors in it who were exposed to them. Then they were marched onto a carrier which was crowded with spectators and they didn't have any protection on, and finally were put into a chamber. A NASA historian stated he found a document which shows NASA was only doing this for show. If true, it means a hoax was being pulled off on us. For many years we were hearing about how worried NASA was about microbes and such. Well, it doesn't seem that was really the case, or if it was, were they just incompetent? You don't need special training to see what went on at the retrievable, and it was all wrong. Are we now supposed to believe what NASA is saying during its new UAP investigation? An old video about Area 51 appeared on the internet. George Knapp, a famous investigative reporter, talks about his investigation. The address of the video is listed in the article. You can copy it to your browser's address area. Sorry, Truth Facts does not use open outside links. Something really unusual happened in Las Vegas. A family called the police to report a UAP crashed in their backyard, and not only that, but big green aliens were in it and outside it. The aliens were described as being about 8 feet tall. The panicked family called the police and they actually came to the home. The family was so scared they told the dispatcher it wasn't a joke, and they were very scared, in so many words. One family member told the police the alien they saw was over 10 feet tall. When the officers got there was nothing to be seen, but the family was still shaking. Apparently the UAP had left, but landed, not crashed. The officer stated he could see the family was really scared. Something was caught heading to Earth on the police cam, and that is why they responded. Congress is getting ready to conduct more UAP hearings and investigate the claims they heard by having a deeper investigation. I guess the whistleblower really had an effect on them. If people who know where there is evidence are convinced to come forward, it could produce more evidence and maybe someday get us the true story of what is going on. NASA has denied any knowledge about what the whistleblower told the House. Is the new NASA into UAPs just a cover to make us think they know nothing? One of the things that marks how we felt about reporting UAPs in the decades before this one is a story about a 14-year-old boy who saw a cigar-shaped UAP in 1964. When he ran home and told his parents, his father told him to say nothing or else people would think he was crazy. This was the prevalent thought at the time, and if you were a professional person, it could even be worse for you. Your peers might laugh you out of that profession. Anyway, the boy must have reported it, because members of Project Blue Book, an Air Force UFO investigative unit, investigated and said the sighting was impossible. What we found out in later years was Project Blue Book was only being used to discredit witnesses. There are some prominent UAP authors who believe the aliens known as the Greys came here with the purpose of helping us to build advanced spacecraft, and they are involved with many governments on Earth. I am not saying I agree or disagree, but I can say there are plenty of witnesses, both civilian and military, who claim to have seen Greys working with humans at secret bases. There are also those who say not to trust the Greys, and point to a battle we were supposedly in with the Greys. It has been said we were working with the Greys and were not allowed to bring weapons to meetings. The story goes one soldier brought a weapon and the Greys opened fire on a group of humans at the meeting and killed all of them. Would the government still deal with the Greys in order to get advanced technology? We may never know the truth about whether Neil Armstrong talked with extraterrestrials on the moon, but there are those who believe he did. We know the secret broadcast got out where he said they were being watched by UFOs on top of the crater where they were lined up. Both aliens and humans could have been interested in the biggest event in human history, and that was landing on another heavenly body. UAPs have been spotted over many different types of facilities, but what some people don't know, besides the military bases, power plants and such, they seem to be interested in prisons and have been seen hovering over some of them. Perhaps they are interested because they wonder why we haven't been successful in reintegrating criminals back into society. They may have figured out how to cure crime, or maybe they have no crime and that is why they are interested. Can a society develop to the point where crime does not exist?